you might have the table all ready, and then you want to get the people to maybe leave the living room or out here where they have been sitting and come to the table, what would you say to them?
Let dinner's ready.
Very good. When you want people to come in and make themselves comfortable, or when I came in the first time, you told me to if I'm standing and you want me to get comfortable, you will say, I know that truck drowned out that noise. Let's say that again. You will say,
have a seat.
Very good. And you tell me to have a seat because you want me to do what?
Be comfortable.
Yes, and I can be comfortable if I
sit down.
Very good. All right. Today, before you could tell me, I already
got a chair.
And
sit down.
All right. Yesterday, I had, before you told me yesterday, I had, suppose you make the sentence for me, suppose you tell me, yesterday you had, alright, before you told me to get the chair, I had,
sit down.
Alright, good. If people are sitting around your table and they're just sitting there, they're all your guests, they've come in for dinner, and you have food on the table, but it's in dishes, and they're just sitting there, nobody's moving anything yet, but you want them to start
eating.
Yes. So what kinds of things would you say to them to get them to start? Or maybe you have some rice in one dish and some other food, and you want to tell somebody to get started. What are some of the things? Just think about the things that you would say.
Make yourself at home and eat the food.
Yes. And maybe you want to call attention to something that they could start.
Yeah.
And you would say,
start the meat.
Good. Yes, you would say something like that, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
And you might, somebody else, you might say,
somewhat.
Maybe you tell your husband to start the meat, and maybe down on this end of the table, you would tell somebody else,
start the vegetables, or bread.
Yes, alright. Now, if you were at a table and they were serving something that you didn't want, what would you say?
No, thank you.
What kinds of terms did you use to describe food that you had had the day before and now you're having it again? Or maybe biscuits that your grandmother fixed one day and the next day she doesn't make them fresh. She just puts them in the stove. And you would say that these biscuits are?
A cold or stale or what?
All right, now suppose they are not cold. Suppose she puts them in the stove.
So, and warmed them.
Yeah, so you say these biscuits are?
Warmed over.
Very good. Yeah. So sometimes that food is called warmed over food, and sometimes it's called, does it have another name? Something left from the day before. You say the day we are having. All right, did you ever use leftovers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We're talking about the word chew. If you have some meat that you have to keep in your mouth a long time before you can swallow it, and you find yourself doing this, you would say, this food is hard